graduated from seminary with a call to a church that stood right beside the beautiful domed state capitol building in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Within my first year there, I set out to start a service midweek at noontime for state workers who worked in all of those towering buildings that surrounded that church. There were several thousand people working in offices for the state of Pennsylvania in all those buildings. It was 1967, and that 20-minute service, with its brevity and with its familiar hymns, took off. Within several months, a group of regular attenders came to me and asked if during that lunch hour, in addition to the 20-minute service, we might serve lunch. And a group of women in the church were very open to that request. And so they began preparing lunch every Wednesday. The growing number of people that were coming to that Wednesday service appreciated that lunch. I had the painter create a huge sandwich board, which I stood on the steps right out in front of the church facing several of those state office buildings. And the sign read, "Are you free during lunch?" And it said 12:10 p.m. on Wednesdays. Church and lunch. One stop. And people began to come in greater numbers to church and to lunch. Lunch became immediately popular. People liked what the women in the church prepared every week. Then one day, several people came in to the cafeteria. They didn't come to the service at 12:10. They simply came in a lower door where the cafeteria was. And they asked several of the women there, "Where is the free lunch?" The women made it clear that they could purchase a lunch, but that it was not free. And those several people who had come into the cafeteria argued that the sign in front of the church said free lunch. Actually, the sign in front of the church said, "Are you free during lunch?" Not free lunch. If life has taught us anything, it's that nothing is really free. You've certainly heard the saying, there is no such thing as a free lunch. No such thing. Things in life that appear to be free almost always have some kind of strings attached to them. Yeah. If you get a coupon in the newspaper, in the mail, for a free can of something, often when you read the fine print, you have to buy two before you get the free one. Perhaps you have been caught by that. If you win something, you see those people winning all sorts of things on TV game shows. When you leave there with all those things, you have to pay the taxes on all those things. There might even be hidden motives behind a friend's kindness to you. Perhaps you've had lunch with a friend and they pay. And then on the way out, they remind you, "You pay next time." Nothing is really free. But in the lesson that we just heard Gil read from St. Paul's letter to the young Christians living in Rome, St. Paul describes God's gift of grace and mercy as a free gift. St. Paul says that God's grace, God's love for us, has no strings attached. The grace and mercy of God that we've come to know in Jesus Christ our Savior are really a true gift from God to each one of us. A young lady was speeding through a town in rural Virginia. She was doing 70 miles an hour in a 50 mile an hour zone. The police pulled her over and they wrote a ticket for her for $100. She didn't have the money to pay it, and so she ended up having to go to court over the ticket. And in the courtroom, the judge said, "You were speeding at 70 miles an hour in a 50 mile an hour travel zone. You have to pay $100. In the courtroom, she told the judge, "I don't have the money. I'm guilty, but I can't pay the ticket. I don't have $100. "Well, the judge said, "If you don't pay, we'll have to lock you up for the weekend." "I can't pay the ticket," she said, "but I don't want to go to jail. Can you please have mercy on me?" The judge matter-of-factly replied, "I can't change the law. The law is the law. And the law says that you've got to pay $100 for what you've done or go to jail for the weekend. Those are the rules. And I can't change the rules." Well, she started to tear up. And in a very meek and mild voice, she said, "Isn't there something you can do? I can't pay $100. But I don't want to get locked up. Please, have mercy on me." The judge looked down at her and he pushed his chair back from the bench. And he zipped down his robe and he took it off and he put it on a side chair. And he went over there to the side and he picked up his suit coat. And he put it on and he walked down and he stood beside that young woman. And he reached in his wallet and he brought out a $100 bill. And he put the $100 bill up on the bench where he had been presiding. And then he walked away. And he said, "I go back where I came from." And so he took his suit coat off and he zipped his robe on. And he got back behind the bench and he said, "Young lady, you've been found guilty of going 70 miles an hour in a 50 mile an hour zone. The law is the law. I can't change it. The law says you must pay $100 now." And then he looked down at the bench from where he was presiding. And he said, "Oh, someone has paid. Someone has paid for you. God came down to earth and was brutally crucified on the cross and paid the price that we could never pay for ourselves, for some of the things we've done over time and some of the things we ought to have done but didn't do. The good news in that letter of St. Paul to the young Christians living in Rome is that a bill that cost more than any of us could ever pay has already been paid. It's been paid by God in the person of Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's why we refer to Him as our Savior. The things that we've done or left undone are forgiven and forgotten. That payment made by Jesus on the cross is what we call God's grace, God's mercy. We read from St. Paul's letter today in 2019, nearly 2,000 years after St. Paul wrote those words, because we need to be reminded in these times, in these very confusing times, that our Lord is still Jesus Christ. God loves you, and His gift of love for you is Jesus. Some small children were asked, by their second grade teacher, what do you think true love really is? And without any hesitation, a pure blonde second grade boy looked up at the teacher, raised his hand, and he said, love is when your mommy reads you a bedtime story. But then he looked at her and he said, real love is when she doesn't skip a page. God's gift of love never skips any one of you or me. It's God's gift to each one of us who believe and trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen.